Plume Motor Spirit and Mobil Oil present Mobil Quest 1952. Good evening, everybody. Tonight, we're to hear the fourth group of semifinalists in the Vacuum Oil Company's 1952 Mobil Quest. This program, brought to you each week by the Vacuum Oil Company and your local Mobil service station, is aimed to help young Australian singers with their careers and to provide Australian listeners with a feast of musical entertainment. Mobil Quest is broadcast over 57 stations throughout the Commonwealth and to our servicemen and women in Japan and Korea. Tonight, a lyric soprano, a tenor, a mezzo contralto, and a baritone will compete for the right to sing in the grand final, which is to be held in the Melbourne Town Hall on September the 3rd. And now to our program. Here, first of all, is the conductor of the Australian Symphony Orchestra and director of the Vacuum Oil Company's Mobil Quest, Hector Crawford. A lyric soprano is the first singer to appear in Mobil Quest tonight. She comes from Parkville, Victoria, and was winner of Heat No. 7. Ladies and gentlemen, Violet Harper. Well, Violet, I hope we find you well.
Very well, thank you, John.
Good. I understand that you're interested in all aspects of music.
Yes, I am, John. I studied at the Melbourne University Conservatorium from 1948 to 1950.
Was it just singing or music generally?
Oh, no, I did the full course and took my diploma of music.
You must have been pretty busy. Oh, what are you doing now?
Well, I suppose I'm what you might call a professional singer and pianist. I'm hoping to go abroad very soon, though. To France, I hope.
Oh, I do hope you make it. Tell me, have you got any outside interests, sporting interests?
Yes, tennis and swimming.
Well, you know, it's a funny thing, Violet. We've never yet had a soprano on the program who liked things like boxing or all-in wrestling. That's odd, isn't it?
Well, I had a brother once who was rather fanatical about boxing. He came home one night, though, with two black eyes.
Oh, I bet he took a long time to live that one down. Is he your only brother?
No, I have four brothers and five sisters.
Well, that's quite a family. Any of them musicians?
No, but they all appreciate good singing.
Well, I hope they'll be tuned in tonight to hear you. What are you going to sing?
Mother, you know the story.
Good. Here then is lyric soprano Violet Harper of Victoria to sing Mother, You Know the Story from Cavalleria Rusticana by Mascagni.
Oh!
Barbara, you know the story, was sung then by Violet Harper. Now, have you learned the story of trouble-free economical motoring? If not, drive into your local White Mobile service station. You'll find it provides the most efficient motoring service ever offered in Australia. Rear window and windscreen polished, oil checked and radiator filled. All these done quickly and entirely free of cost. Whenever you pull in at your local White Mobile service station under the sign of the Flying Red Horse for Plume, Australia's popular and economical petrol. Yes, motorists, I know you'll find your local mobile service station a good place at which to do business. This is the fourth semi-final of the Vacuum Oil Company's Mobile Quest, and our second competitor is a tenor from Brisbane who sang in heat number 5. A welcome for Donald Smith. Donald Smith was flown down from Brisbane specially to appear in Mobile Quest tonight. Well, I almost hesitate to ask this question, Donald, but how did you find Melbourne?
I like the people, but not the weather.
I expected it.
I've been swayed and overkept ever since I've arrived here.
Oh, Lord. Are you staying here long, or are you going straight back after the show?
No, I'm stopping here just for a few days, that's all.
Good. Well, I hope it's better weather. What do you do in Brisbane? Are you a professional singer or what?
No, John, I'm not. I'm a clerk in the record section of repatriation.
Oh, yeah.
And I do singing in my spare time. Mm. Most of it, of course.
Yeah, you're one of these 8 o'clock special boys in the morning, are you?
No, not John. I ride to work on a motorcycle, matter of fact.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
You're not one of the intrepid characters who does motorcycle racing, are you?
No, nothing adventurous as that.
You just get to work on it, do you?
Yes, I chug along every morning on the motorcycle.
Good stuff. Well, I know you use Mobil Oil.
Yes, Mobil D, as a matter of fact.
Ah, well, you know a good thing, Donald. You stick to it, eh? Right, let's have your aria. Donald Smith sings Heaven and Ocean from La Gioconda by Ponchielli.
Oh. and kiss the pillows, and the pillows kiss the night end. Here I am, darkness, I am waiting, wildly panting is my heart.
La Gioconda. It was sung by Donald Smith of Queensland. Our next singer tonight is a mezzo contralto from West Brunswick, Victoria. Ladies and gentlemen, Dorothea Deegan. Dorothea Deegan tied in the eighth seat with Audrey Warrett of New South Wales, I think, wasn't it?
Yes, that's right.
Well, Dorothea, I hear you've been up in Queensland recently. You lucky girl.
Yes, John. I spent 2 months up there, singing, of course, with the Brisbane Opera Company and the Queensland State Touring Opera Company.
Oh, I don't know that. What, tell me about it. First of all, how did it get around? That's the first essential.
Well, we had two first-class sleeping carriages, and these were hooked on trains wherever we were going.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we got to the place that we were going to play at night, we were unhooked and shunted off into a siding.
Oh, that sounds interesting. You probably had quite a few experiences, I've no doubt.
Oh, my word. I think the one that I remember most clearly was at Townsville.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd been shunted off in the refreshment rooms.
Very handy.
Yes. And anyway, we were all asleep, and it was quite early in the morning, around about 2 o'clock, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly there was an awful commotion out on the station, and we heard tramping of boots, you see. So, of course, we sort of woke up in a bit of a daze, and all these soldiers were going past. So one bright soldier said to his mate, "Ah, sleeping compartments." You see, he saw the sleeping carriage on the outside and he said, "Let's wake them, Bill."
Oh, that's rude. I know.
Yes.
I know them, yes. And I suppose you pulled down the shutters very smartly.
My word, they did come down.
Yes. You didn't at that time feel like giving them a performance, I suppose.
No, we weren't very happy.
I don't blame you. Well, perhaps the time's more propitious now. What are you going to sing tonight?
"O Love from Thy Power."
Good. Dorothea Deegan of Victoria sings "O Love from Thy Power" from Samson and Delilah by Saint-Saëns.
Satisfied.
Samson Delilah, the singer Dorothea Deegan of Victoria. Now, talking of power, are you getting the best from your car? If not, drive into your local White Mobile service station for real service. Service that's quick, efficient, and so very friendly. Service that was designed specifically to meet the needs of the Australian motorist. Mr. and Mrs. Motorist, for that unbeatable quartet, mobile-friendly service, mobile lubrication, mobile oil, and Plume Motor Spirit, always pull in at your local White Mobile service station under the sign of the Flying Red Horse and the Mobile Service Shield. You'll find the proprietor of your local mobile service station a good man to do business with. The fourth competitor in this semi-final is a baritone from Baldwin, Victoria, the winner of the 10th heat. Your applause for Robert Ullman. Robert Ullman has competed in the last two mobile quests. I think that's right, Bob. This is your third, is it?
That's right, yes.
Yeah, and how's life treating you?
Oh, I'm working very hard.
Mm-hmm.
And by way of relaxation, I play lacrosse and a little bit of golf.
Oh, how's the golf progressing, you liar?
I'm getting on very slowly, John. Yeah. A handicap of about 17 now.
17, eh? Well, that's not bad at all. I don't suppose you get much time for practice, though.
No, not at the golf.
No. Like most of the competitors in Mobile Quest, singing can take up all your time, I guess.
Yes, but I'll be able to give it much more time now because our last lacrosse match finished yesterday.
Oh, did it? How's your side going?
No. Not so well. We didn't get near the four.
Oh, bad luck. Never mind. Next year you can win it. Well, what are you going to sing for us tonight?
The Credo from Othello.
Good. Here is baritone Robert Allman of Victoria to sing the Credo from Verdi's Othello.
Go then to thy doom, thou art going. Thy demon is that drives thee, and it is I, that demon, and I in turn am driven by ruthless fate which iron hand controls me. Mine is a cruel god who in his likeness fashioned me, and whom in wrath I worship. For some vile germ that spawned me, some evil atom, vile is my nature. I am a villain, and being human, the ancient slime I feel it on my breed. I, this it is my creed. Firmly do I believe in as a penitent soul that at the altar prays, that all mine evil thoughts and deeds are prompted by faith that rules and guides me. Good man, he plays a part. His face is false, yet false his heart. And all that he professes, honesty, virtue, passion, nothing more than a lie. Man is at best not but the soul of fortune. He mocks him from the cradle until thou worm it
from Othello by Verdi, sung by Robert Allman of Victoria. The other competitors in this, the fourth semi-final of the Vacuum Oil Company's Mobile Quest, were Violet Harper of Victoria, Donald Smith of Queensland, and Dorothea Deegan of Victoria. Well, now, in just a few moments, you'll hear the adjudicator's decision. Meantime, what is it you want when you drive into your service station? Courtesy, efficiency, quality products, which add up to real service? Well, why don't you decide to switch to mobile service? Take it from me. At your local mobile service station, today you get real service. And you get quality in Plume, Australia's economical petrol, and Mobil Oil, the world's quality oil. Yes, better service is yours, without the asking, at your local white mobile service station under the sign of the Flying Red Horse. You'll find your local mobile service station a good place at which to do business. Tonight's broadcast of the fourth semi-final of the 1952 Mobil Quest was compared by John Curtis. The broadcast presentation was by Roland Strong, and the Australian Symphony Orchestra was conducted by Hector Crawford, director of Mobil Quest, which comes to you each week with the compliments of the Vacuum Oil Company and your local Mobil service station. Remember, for better motoring, always buy from the Plume pump.